Pink Floyd here on Music Central Radio. Dominican.edu. It is another good week here down in good old San Rafael here. Angelico, Music Central Radio. Dominican.edu. Welcome back. So this is I am DJ King, and my host here is DJ Wise. All right, guys. So tonight is a very important night here at Music Central, because we are going to be playing two very great, very wealthy musicians. One used to be here on the stations, and it's kind of like what we did last week with The Who and the Rolling Stones. Pair them up together, go over certain qualities of their music, put them in categories. I mean, you were here last week. But tonight, we have two more artists for you guys here. Okay, so in one corner, we have 13 Grammy Awards, 13 number one singles in the U.S., and over 75 million records sold worldwide, Michael Jackson, MJ. Now, his competitor, 10 platinum albums, 30 top 40 singles, and ranked 27th greatest artist of all time by Rolling Stone magazine, Prince. All right, so, Will, I know that you like Prince, right? Is that right?
I'm a huge fan of Prince, yes.
All right, so, what is it about Prince that makes you tick? What is it about his music?
What is it about Prince? He likes purple. I like purple.
All right.
He's funky. I like the funk.
Gotta love
that. I dig the funk.
Dig it.
He's pretty much good at every instrument you give him. There's no stopping the man. He's all around the place.
Especially guitar.
He's especially good at guitar. He can play bass. He can whatever you want him to play. He could play the,
didgeridoo.
The didgeridoo, which he has been known to jam out on.
On stage,
yeah. Hour long do solo last week.
When 1999 comes on, I mean, he has his didgeridoo.
A lot of people don't know that that's a didgeridoo. A lot of people are like, that's a really good piano. And I'm like, no, dude. Like, no. He's a good producer. He's a good showman. I saw him live. And he's amazing. There's like nothing he can't do.
Well, that is great. Okay, so there you have it. We got Prince. We got Michael Jackson tonight on the show. We'll see which one is better.
Tonight.
Now, the first category of tonight is which of these two artists had the best breakthrough single. And what I mean by that is that which one had the best first single to reach number one in the Billboard Hot 100. So, tonight we have from 1979, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was his first number one. And we're going to see who wins. However, you guys can choose as well. If you guys are near a computer, go to facebook.com/DJ King Music Central to vote for your favorite breakthrough single. And the other one that we're doing is When Doves Cry off of Purple Rain, right? Right? That's Purple Rain?
Yes.
I think so. Okay, yeah. So we got Purple Rain and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough here on radio.dominican.edu. Don't go.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah. Music Central here. MusicCentralRadio.Dominican.edu. I am DJ King, but you guys already know that. So why are you here? You guys are here to listen to some good old MJ and, of course, Prince battling together to see which one is better on tonight's show. All right, so When Doves Cry, Will, or Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Some of that disco.
Some of that fun.
Some of that funky disco. All right, so what's it going to be?
There's no arguing that's going to be Doves Cry.
All right, you know what? What's funny
Don't
about
Don't ask me that again.
All right, okay. Which one was better? When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry. Okay, so now, all right. I thought I would say MJ, but after hearing this song, I got to thinking, and sure, you know, it's Michael Jackson, and he will always create great music, but that's, I mean, what is the most talked about thing on the radio, basically, ever, that gets popular, right? What? You know.
The
love.
Love.
Love, sex, partying, all that stuff. So, what basically, you know, we hear that all the time on the radio. And, you know, with this song, it's just another one. It's just about, you know, dancing and having a good time. But what's interesting about Prince's radio song is that it has actually some soul and, you know, I mean, you could just hear it through his lyrics, you know, the pain that he's trying to get through. You know what I mean? And it's just so interesting to hear on the radio something like that, you know?
Doves Cry apparently wasn't one of his favorites. He felt like that was more, like, commercial oriented.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't like that one. He thought it was more of, like, the company's idea to come out and give him this record or make him produce this or write this entire record that essentially they wanted to hear. It's more like pop songs. And Prince...
Yeah.
Prince wanted to...
But
Prince wanted to give the funk to the people, and then he couldn't get to funkin' people because the man, they was trying to keep him down, and they was trying to get him and keep his music from being good. Yeah, thank you.
So are we gonna agree? Doves Cry, better breakthrough single.
We're gonna agree.
Yes. Okay. There
we're
you
gonna
go.
Agree,
so
and we're gonna treat ourselves.
Prince
to more music.
Prince. Wins this round.
Everywhere.
Great song. Great song, Will. Good choice. Good choice. Great song. All right. So now, next, we got the news for you. Here on the news. All right. So news story number one. Channel 4 are to host UK's first ever live televised drug trial. As The Guardian reports, 26 volunteers have been recruited for the show, all of whom will take MDMA and subsequently undergo a series of clinical tests. All subjects are either given MDMA or placebo after an hour. After an hour, readings were taken with an fMRI machine. Subjects also had their brain activity tracked when asked to recall happy or upsetting memories. Among the subjects are former Liberal Democrat MP Evan Harris. We need to talk about Kevin author Lionel Shiver and Keith Allen. Now, folks, if you don't know what MDMA is, it's ecstasy. E. And I probably won't ever do ecstasy. Probably never. So I don't really know how it feels to be on it. However, I think that there's one person who can tell you about that.
Oh, Brian, your fur is so soft. Oh, your ears are like dog ears. Oh, this couch. Stewie, your head is so smooth. How is that even? How are you doing that? How are you doing that? Oh, everything here is fantastic. These clothes.
All All right, so that was Peter Griffin on Ecstasy. So that's what it is. So that's what's probably going to happen on the show. They're just going to be a couple guys all taking Ecstasy. And, yeah. So more on this. Professor David Nutt claimed that Channel 4's intervention has provided funds and resources which have been possible to source from more official channels. He said, quote, "We have failed to get money from research from conventional sources, which is why the Channel 4 intervention is fantastic. Nearly half of a million people are believed to take ecstasy or MDMA every year in the UK, but there has been little research into what it actually does to the brain. These experiments will give us a much clearer picture of the fundamental effects of ecstasy on the resting brain than anyone has been able to get before." It's not the first time, though, that Professor Nutt has found himself in the public eye in relation to clubbing drugs. In 2009, he was engaged in a high-profile spat with then-home security Joaquin Smith after quoting statistics that horse riding was more dangerous than taking ecstasy. He was removed from his post as chairman of the UK government's adversary council of the misuse of drugs the same year after publishing a paper indexing drugs on the basis of the harm they caused. Tobacco and alcohol were placed higher than ecstasy and cannabis. Weed. Story number two. Republicans are having a hard time handling the fallout from a videotape that showed Mitt Romney declaring that 47% of Americans, those who don't pay federal income taxes, are lost to the party and not worth counting. Romney's remarks were made months ago, but only recently surfaced when the liberal magazine Mother Jones published a video that showed Romney explaining his campaign strategy to a group of donors at a Florida home. Romney said Monday that his remarks were not elegantly stated, but the rest of his party seems to be having more trouble getting past the comments. Even Romney's running mate Paul Ryan struggled to explain the remarks. Asked Tuesday by a New Hampshire television station whether he agreed with Romney's characterization of the election, and he said no. News story number three, Beyonce and Jay-Z hosted a fundraiser for President Barack Obama yesterday in New York, the New York Times reports. Speaking at Manhattan's 4040 Club, which counts Jay-Z among its owners, Obama kept things positive for an audience of about 100 people who paid $40,000 each to attend this thing. Jay-Z said, "I don't want people to be complacent, but I also don't want people to be discouraged," he said. "We're on the brink of an election, but more importantly, we're on the brink of moving America in a direction where we're going to be more just, more fair. The economy is going to grow in a way that includes everybody. An America that's presented, that's respected around the world because we're putting forward our best values and our best ideals." So we'll see what goes with that. And that is it for the news today for you fine people. Let's get back to it. Right, Will?
Let's
get to that, some of that good funky
back
Prince.
To that good fun.
Good fun Prince, good and awesome MJ. Now, the next category on our list is which artist had the best vocal performance. All right, so like I mentioned before, you guys can go on Facebook if you want. You guys can go on Facebook and vote to see which one had the best vocal performance. Facebook.com/DJ King Music Central to vote. Billie Jean versus Purple Rain. Billie Jean was released in 1983, topping both the US and UK charts. Rolling Stone magazine placed Billie Jean 58th on the spot on the list of 500 greatest songs of all time. Basically, this is the song that made MJ the international pop star we know today, Purple Rain. So, however, it only reached number 2 on the U.S. charts. Rolling Stone ranked it number 143 on their list of 500 greatest songs of all time. But still is great, considering that there's 357 worse songs than Purple Rain.
I can think of a few more.
All right. I mean, you know, I mean, of course, Miley Cyrus's work is much better than Prince's.
She's a genius.
Amazing.
I don't...
A modern day Beethoven, people. Why don't you guys get this? She needs to be out there.
She needs to be in the masses.
All right. So let's hear it. Okay, so you guys heard both the songs, Billie Jean, Purple Rain. Now, Will, what do you got for me?
What do I got for you?
What do you got for me? What have you taken out of the oven?
Jeez.
Which one had the best vocal performance? Is it going to be Michael Jackson's flamboyance in Billie Jean, or is it going to be the hardcore,
the hard
straight from
punk
the heart,
rock,
rocking Purple Rain lyrics, vocals, stuff.
Jeez.
Don't stop till you get enough.
I don't think I've had enough yet. I'll go with MJ.
All right. Well,
no, I'll go with Prince.
No, you got okay.
I wanted to be eclectic about it. I wanted to be kind of authentic.
No, you got it. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Just give me a reason. Why is it that? Why is Purple Rain a better vocal performance than the ooh ah ee of Michael Jackson?
Don't stop taking. It's simple. I mean, it's because it's Prince. There's no better. I mean, I can't really think of something else. That's the problem, is like, I don't really listen to all the greatest Michael hits, and I know that Billie Jean is definitely top, but I don't think it's Michael's top song, whereas Purple Rain is Prince's like number one. It's his claim to fame. It's
the quintessential
Prince
song that we have out.
Yeah,
at a running time of 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, the long version
just,
is pretty long.
It's great, and that guitar solo at the end,
super awesome.
Okay,
plays
well,
it every time, every concert too.
Well, folks, I love both. I mean, I love MJ. He's so fun. He just puts so much energy in his music, but it's just Prince just has soul. He just has that, you know, he just has that anger, and he's just you know, letting it go out, you know, just beautifully.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he could just, you know, I don't know about Prince's life or his home life or his I mean, was he relatively, I mean, did he had bad experiences as a kid, or his parents divorced? Are they dead? Or,
I mean,
what makes him so soulful?
Kind of like,
where did he get that?
I mean, his dad was a musician, and I guess his parents like fought, and they were kind of.
Of course.
Yeah. I think he had kind of a rough life growing up. He loved the blues, and the music he grew up listening to was pretty soulful. Like James Brown, definitely. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not to say Michael Jackson didn't grow up on James Brown or anything, or any adversity like that, but...
Michael Jackson grew up on pop because he was with the Jackson 5.
They threw him into pop, though, so he was forced into it, whereas Prince was, like, by 19, you know, he wasn't forced into it. He was just... He just did it. And Purple Rain, I think, is just his main ballad. That's the one that was like, it set the bar high.
You know what? I mean, after all that you said, I mean, I was gonna vote for MJ, but it's just
don't do it.
You gotta love Purple Rain. It's like the 80s Stairway to Heaven. I think so.
Yes.
In a way, I mean,
yes.
And that's not saying that other songs aren't the 80s Stairway to Heaven. It's just like. Like a phrase, you know what I mean?
It's
one
popular.
Of those songs. It's great. It's It has the soul. It has, you know, the classic 80s sound. Yeah. That guitar solo.
Yeah.
Prince's lyrics. It has everything. And
it's got just, in the video, if you look it up on YouTube, I think, like, the video picture is just some fat guy with a hat.
Awesome.
And that's my favorite thing about that song.
is that.
If you look it up on YouTube, there's just some fat guy with a hat. And in the video, he's just smiling and nodding his head. It's from the movie Purple Rain.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, it's a weird little movie.
What's that even about?
Awful.
Is it a concert? What is
it's
that?
It's essentially a movie that incorporates all the songs from Purple Rain. And it just...
Yeah,
it plays...
That's cool.
Like a concept sort of film.
That's great.
And sort of like The Who, you know, how they did, you know...
Tommy and everything.
Yeah. Same concept. But, like, it's, like, Prince trying to make it
in
Minnesota. And he's, like, sleeping with all these women. Yeah, it's just Prince. Oh, and...
Do it.
He's doing it. He done did it. And then Morris Day and the Time, or, the Time, essentially, is there. And they're the enemy. And then Prince is like, nah, buddy, this is my
I'm gonna get you with my music.
Yeah, he's got it. And then, yeah.
All right, well, Prince, once again, wins here tonight on the station.
He
so
knew that,
we are at our last and final category for this evening. Which had the best love song?
Prince.
The best love. Okay, well, Kiss by Prince or Rock With You by MJ. A little history on Kiss. New Musical Express ranked the song number 4 in their list of the 100 greatest singles of all time. Kiss was also included in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time at number 461. Ouch. Kiss became Prince's third number one U.S. hit following 1984's highly successful When Doves Cry, which you heard here on the show, and Let's Go Crazy. The song won Prince another Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a duo or group and was nominated for Best R&B Song. Rock With You, the song that helped Jackson score one of the first Billboard number one singles in the 80s, in the 1980s. It reached number one on both the pop and R&B singles chart, and it was one of the last great disco songs of that era. So, without further ado, Music Central, DJ King, radio.dominican.edu, please visit the Facebook page, guys. I mean, come on. Facebook.com/DJ King Music Central. Prince here on the station.
kiss.
You are here on Music Central with DJ King and DJ Wise, Music Central, radio.dominican.edu. So did you like that, folks? We got for you some Kiss by Prince. And we got Rock With You by MJ. Which one was the better love song, best love single here on the station? So let's start with my opinion first. Okay, so... All right. I think I'm going to have to go with Michael Jackson here. I like the sound of it better. The Kiss is great, but it's very minimalistic. But that's what gives it, the song power. But however, I mean, I just have to go with Michael on this one. I mean, if we're doing love songs, I mean, it's Michael that can do that. Definitely.
I think Michael's got this one.
Yeah?
I think it's 3-for-3 on the agreements. Michael's definitely winning the case. Yep.
All right, so Rock With You. Best love song here on the station. I mean, come on. I mean, you guys got to be happy. So, what? Who won tonight? I mean, do we even have? I mean, even though MJ won the last one, technically it was Prince tonight.
Technically
it was Prince. He got 4 versus 2. Nice. For tonight here on Radio.Dominican.edu, it was Prince. I mean, are you happy, Will? Are you happy that good old Princey won?
I
mean,
happy.
He did win.
I'm
actually
not happy more than I'm just pretty confident that I was right. I'm not happy more. I was just like, oh yeah, no, I kind of expected that. there's not going to be any beating Prince.
Okay. So, what I will take with me after this station, after this show, is that I got to hear more Prince.
You got to. We got to.
Since we're on the topic,
you got to eat. Sleep.
Are you more of a Prince songs guy? Like, you like a lot of his songs, or are you more of like a
live guy?
Like a Prince live or Prince album guy?
Like a Prince album guy. Live.
What kind of
live? I like his live stuff because he's just so like. I mean, honestly,
it's like a mix of his great, of his best. Because
he's
stuff.
So good, like he's so yeah. clean, he's so with it, and he knows what he's doing, and he's got like every genre of music down, and he knows what sounds good, and he's gonna put on like almost a perfect show. He's just like the perfect showman, and that's something that you have to see if you like music, if you like instruments being played, if you
yeah.
like singing,
yeah,
if you just like, you know. If you like pop and you like, you know,
funk and rock.
If you just like a fun little show, I would watch Michael Jackson clips online. I would,
yeah, of course. Moonwalk.
He's a really good dancer, really interesting. If you like dancing, obviously Michael's the best compared.
But if you want extravagance,
but if you want
showmanship,
all of it, if you want dancing, if you want guitar, you want drums, you want. I think brass instruments, if you want, you know, beautiful 50-year-old women that never aged, go to the Prince shows. That's
awesome.
not even a question.
That sound 50-year-old women.
They don't age, nor does Prince. He looks like he's 20. I don't know what he's doing, but he's got it down, dude. He's easily, there's no beating that guy.
So there you have it, Prince. Awesome guy, 50-year-old women, great on stage, and the winner for tonight's show. One more thing before we
is all of us.
We take a little break. Is he white and something else?
Who are we talking about?
Prince. I mean, I know Michael was black and then white, but what is Prince? is he a little Latino? Is he a little black?
He's half black, and then he's trying to figure out what his mom's side is. They think it's Puerto Rican. Why? Well, how do I know this? But he might. I think he's Puerto Rican. Oh, and you're playing Prince for me now? Yeah. I feel like I'm getting shot. I feel like this is my birthday. And yeah.
All right. So on here on Music Central, the winner for tonight, Prince, Little Red Corvette. Stay tuned. I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't know. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? Close.
pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Corvette from 1982, and this week's winner for the show. This is DJ King. I just want to tell everyone thank you very, very, very much to all who have listened tonight. And yeah, thanks. Go visit the Facebook page. There will be tons of things on there. News, info, everything. Tune in every week here, same time, same place. I'm your guy, radio.dominican.edu, 8, Music Central, got all that. So now I will see you guys next week, and we'll be playing some of that good, good music for you guys. Thank you for listening.